Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, my great uncle decides that I need to start fake tanning. Yes, I'm not even joking. We have a chat to Susan Boyle, who has decided it's time for her to adopt a child. Buttons are flying everywhere, and I'm sick of the Bondi hipsters. We're talking about how we need to do a food segment and how we probably weren't qualified. I think I could probably qualify for that because my button came off my pants yesterday.
Like the top button?
Aww. That's how I feel.
From
the top button. Yes, it was the top button because I'm a fatty.
So the top button is where the bottom of your belly sits.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, if it's...
So did it pop mid-meal?
Okay, usually I wear a belt with these pants and I wasn't. It wasn't while I was eating. It popped when I was in my uncle's car and I was getting out of the car and it popped. I've still got the button. Salvageable.
How old are these pants? Are they a new set of pants?
No, they're under a year old.
So and you bought them before winter?
I bought them in November last year.
Okay. So you had a good summer? Were these pants tight through January, February, March?
No, they've always been fine. But I haven't really been leaving the house much lately because I've been studying so much.
Have you been wearing lots of tracksuit pants?
I have been wearing lots of tracksuit pants.
So you haven't had to worry about buttons?
No, I haven't. Oh my God. That's it. I've been wearing tracksuit pants nearly every day for the past, 2 months. I think that's what it is.
So you haven't... This is the first inkling that maybe winter and food has caught up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it is. My waist has just been more relaxed because I've been wearing tracksuit pants forever.
Your waist hasn't subconsciously had to worry about sort of doing that little half breath in because the elastic on the waistband has just been taking care of it for you.
That's exactly what's been going on. Maybe this is my calling.
Is this your turning point, James?
Maybe I just need to be tracksuit pants all the time. I think that's what this is trying to tell me.
See, most people say, oh, no, my calling is that I need to go back and get in the gym and get fit where a gym's like...
No. Tracksuit pants more often. I think that's my calling.
See, I popped a button, but it's in the middle of my shirt, so it's kind of where my sternum sits.
I think, and yeah, so that's like the least. See, that's the least area. It's not going to pop there unless someone's ripping your shirt open. I think that's what's going to happen.
I was going to say, it sounds like my life's been a little bit more eventful than yours.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just pull down the tracksuit pants. Don't need any buttons for those.
No. That's right. It's easy access. No issues. God, no belts. No flies to worry about.
Thank God for elastic.
The one and only Susan Boyle has got a bit of an announcement, and joining us on the line right now is Ms. Boyle herself. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Triple Threat. How are you guys over there?
We're not too bad, actually. I had heading for a nice hot day today.
Oh, I love a good Scottish summer. It gets to the top of about 15 over here, so
yeah,
it's a little bit different.
Sounds incredible. Now, what's this big news that you got for us?
Well, you know, a little bit different from me. I'm actually... get ready for it, wanting to become a mother. Thank you. I was hoping there was going to be a little bit of excitement in there. Yes, I'm actually looking to adopt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is just going to bring it up by yourself, you know, strong, independent woman?
Well, I think I've proven that I am able to achieve amazing things as a single mother. And, you know, people just know me as a beautiful singer, and that's only one side of me.
Yep.
So I want to be able to show that I can also be a caring mother.
What are some of your best traits for being a mother, do you think?
Well, first of all, James, I'd be able to give a beautiful lullaby.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you've heard me sing, but I'm pretty good.
Okay. What are some of your favourite lullabies?
Oh, well, my initial audition was I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables. And I could give you a bit of now if you'd like.
Oh, sure. Okay, let it rip.
Get Susie? Ready. This might be a new hit for you. I dreamed of times gone by.
Sounds beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's what the judges thought, and now I'm an international superstar and inspiration to many. And I think, you know, at 53, still young and virile, I'm going to adopt. You know, for whatever reason, I couldn't track down a man. I don't know why.
Mm.
But
no idea either.
I would just like to say, if there's any Australian babies, I would love to have one.
Hopefully, you'll be around when, you know, when they finish school and stuff too, because, you know, you're not a spring chicken anymore.
Well, James, I have to say that is a very rude thing to say. I am very strong. I'm going to be there for the baby whenever I want to be. So
whenever you want to be.
Well, I've got a career to think of as well.
Yeah.
So, because I'm not sure if you know, I'm pretty famous. I can sing as well. So I think they're the two things. The baby will have fame and will have lullabies. And that's pretty much all you need to raise a child, I think.
Well,
maybe feed them? Is that what you do with a child?
I'm sure you can hire some nannies.
Oh, I totally can do. See, that's why I call into these places for extra ideas. So I could have a nanny. Anybody who wants to be a nanny and give me a child, just let me know.
Okay. Well, Susan, all the best for your adoption.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, James. And as I said, please let me know if you need... Or even, do you want me to go out on another song for you? Maybe that might get a baby.
Okay, yep. Give us something else.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Wake up in the morning feeling like... I never feel like P. Diddy in the morning. I need the triple threat.
Joy.
And I've been attacked on Twitter.
Attacked. So somebody has come out unprovoked and just ripped you a new one.
Well, okay, well, that is a gross exaggeration.
Well, no, I'm just wondering. And then I'm just going off what you said. Like, if someone says they've been attacked, generally it's something that you're unprovoked and you've just come out of nowhere, you don't expect it.
Okay, well, perhaps I'm exaggerating this a little bit.
Okay.
It wasn't provoked. Okay. I've just been seeing a lot of promos for a new TV show that I really could not care less about.
Okay. Okay.
And have you heard of the Bondi Hipsters?
I have heard of the Bondi Hipsters. I do like them. I will.
What?
I think they're funny. I'll give them credit. I actually watched a documentary on one of the... James Van Vuren, who's... He got tuberculosis, and that's how it started. He started doing all his videos from his hospital bed.
Right.
Which I found pretty awesome and inspiring. But he's created the Bondi Hipsters with...
Whatever.
Yeah. So
you just love it too much. I'm already sick of it.
Okay, fine. Anyway, so what have you done?
I've seen their promos on the ABC so much.
Okay.
And I tweeted, I'm already sick of the Bondi Hipsters and I don't think the show has even started yet.
Oh, and you got a...
Well, yeah, I got a reply.
You fired the first shot. Well, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I didn't, like, tweet at them or anything.
I think that they've gone into defense mode here. They've got a justifiable right to defend themselves.
Well, who am I? I'm just a nobody. They don't need to defend themselves.
I've got their...
Just a troll.
I've got their reply here. It's, you know, Dom and Adrian at James Finlay. So they've got you. Starts Thursday night, brah. Make your mind up then.
I will not be tuning in to make my mind up.
How is that an attack? That is a justifiable response saying, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. Look at the content. It starts on Thursday.
I'm judging the book by its trailer, okay? I'm judging it by its content, by its 30 seconds of content. That's already too much.
I am on their side here.
Of course you are, because you're a big fan.
Well, no, just for the fact that they're doing something. I wouldn't say you've possibly attacked. They could come out on the other side and say they've even been attacked. They've done a very nice response though they could tear you a new one.
I merely voiced my opinion about how annoying they are.
Oh, maybe they should have tweeted you at how pale you were. Would have got a better response.
Anyway, safe to say I will not be scheduling that into my TiVo.
Well, Dom and Adrian, if you're listening, I'll watch.
You're the triple threat on Joy. As we mentioned, it is getting warmer.
It's getting hot. It's coming to summer, spring. You know, we're actually seeing a blue sky instead of just clouds now.
That's right.
Which means the sun's come out, James. What happens when the sun comes out? We get a tan.
Well, not everyone gets a tan, Jess. Not
some
everyone...
of us do.
Well, some of you do. I do not.
Little bit on the fairer side of the skin.
Yeah, very fair, I think. Yep. It's the Celtic, Scottish kind of genes in me.
I thought you were German.
Well, part German as well, but not the brown type of German. any of us really anything?
That's a very good point.
We're all bitses. And so it all happened yesterday was when I first realised that people think that there might be a problem with me.
Just yesterday. Noticed that yesterday.
Calm down. So I went over to my great aunt and uncle's for dinner. And first of all, now my great uncle is like in his 70s.
Okay.
Right?
So, yeah. He's been around for a while, knows what's pale and knows what's not.
Well, yeah, that's right. But he's also quite pale.
Okay.
But he's not at the moment.
Oh.
So first of all, he brings out this card and he's like, look, I think that you should call this number. And it said refer a friend. And it's for a clinical trial. And I'm like, what is this for, Uncle Gunter? And he's like, oh, well, vitamin D deficiency is really important. And a lot of people aren't getting enough vitamin D. And I'm like, what are you saying? He's like, I'm saying you should hook yourself up to this clinical trial. And they give you one pill and you only take one a month. And it boosts up your vitamin D.
And it makes you more tanned?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
So anyway, he started on this clinical trial. And vitamin D deficiency is huge, especially in Europe.
I thought you didn't have a problem with your D deficiency, but...
Thank you. Anyway, so especially in London, where a lot of people aren't going outside and there's not a lot of sun anyway. But here, is it a thing? Anyway.
I didn't think so, but... Maybe people staying inside more. I don't know, James. You're pretty studious. You've been staying inside studying a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, it gets worse. Then we're going past the bathroom. He's like, oh, come in here. Opens up his little closet thing.
His little toiletries cabinet.
Yeah, toiletries cabinet. He's like, I think you should get some of this. And I'm like, right. And it was moisturizing self-tanning lotion.
Oh, no.
I'm like, really? And he's like, yes. I just use it when you get up in the morning, after you have a shower, throw it on, and it gives you a nice glow.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's a bigger story out of this. You being told by your great uncle that you need to use fake tan, or your 76-year-old great uncle using fake tan.
But it gets worse. So... It's funny you bring that up because it hadn't occurred to me about this. It says, I thought it was just quite normal for him because I think he's always been using fake tan, to be honest.
Just to spruce it up.
To give yourself a nice glow, he says. And so he told me that he was in at the hairdresser the other day and he was having a chat to his Lebanese hairdresser,
yes,
who is, as he pointed out, quite tanned and muscly. I don't know why he was telling me.
I love
me
it
that.
As you get older, you just have no boundaries.
Your boundaries.
Boundaries just disappear.
And he said, look, I was talking to him about tanning, and he doesn't need to get a tan because he was quite tanned as it is. You know, he's Lebanese. He said that I should probably go next door where they have a tanning salon.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I said, and what happened? Well, I inquired about how people go about this thing, you know, what they do, how much it costs. I'm like, right. He's like, so I'm going to go in there. It's only $35 and I can have the top half of me tanned. And it lasts 2 months. Do you realize that? I'm like, really? He's like, yes.
He's going to turn into the old lady from Something About Mary. He's going to be wrinkled, and then when he drops his strides, he's only got the top half tanned and the bottom half's just going to be pasty white.
Is my 70-year-old great-uncle going through a midlife crisis?
He's definitely going through a midlife crisis. That's fantastic.
And the thing was, he was convincing me to go and get it done as well.
Have you signed up?
No, I haven't signed up.
I want to know. I think you should go. I want to see you back next week with the tan.
I'm not getting a fake tan. 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Is fake tanning still a thing?
Is it Yeah, because I think that it was like, it was definitely in for a while. Geordie Shore's still
men
popular?
As well? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if you live south of the river, I know people get it done there all the time. But north of the river, you know, pale pride. Pale pride.
I busted my friend when we were going up to schoolies when we were 18. He rocked up, picked him up, ready to get into the car, and I was like, something different about you? He's like, no, what's going on? I'm like, I could see he hadn't put it on perfectly, so there was a little tan line just around his forehead. I was like, you've put on fake tan. He goes, no. Quiz him for about 5 minutes, then he gave in. I think it was the same moisturizer with fake tan because he didn't want to look pale on the beach.
There we go.
So
0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au. Let us know your fake tanning story. We are talking fake tan. My great uncle is getting a spray tan. He uses fake tan as it is and says that I'm so pale, I need to have one as well.
Which hurts. It cuts right to the core, James. Yeah. But, you know, people with pale skin or just, you know, any type of tan is a sensitive thing. It's just as soon as the sun comes out, everybody gets self-conscious.
Yeah, well, I just don't tan.
Well, we just got a text in from Matthew as well saying, I have this dilemma too, James. Yeah. First sunny day a few weeks ago equals lobster red, still peeling.
Oh my God, you poor
so
thing.
So I feel sorry for you, Matt.
0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au. Let us know your opinion.
Now, when the sun comes out, personally, I do tan all right. You know, everybody can always burn, but you know, I don't go super brown.
You're already kind of burnt.
Well, I get a bit of an olive-ish type of thing going on. But I caught up for a just a catch-up, a drink the other day with a couple of people looking at doing something, and they said to me, going, oh, sun's out. It was one of those sunny days. It's like, oh, sun's out. It's beautiful. Says to my friend, oh, you'd go pretty brown, wouldn't you? And then I was just, you know, just waiting for my little compliment, and then goes, you wouldn't.
What?
I was like, excuse me? It's like, oh, you look like you're burnt. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, I got a beautiful olive brown. Thank you very much. I was a little bit offended. So I didn't realize I was going to be that offended about it. So I thought about putting on a little bit of fake tan.
I'm quite happy with my beautiful transparent skin. Thank you very much.
Well, the text line has been going off. It's like, we got another text in. Hi, Jess and James. They wrote Jesse, but hi, I just abbreviated that for you. Take your uncle's advice. It sounds like good advice. And ask him a few tips for me. I'm heading towards his age fast. Smiley face. Well, we'll get on that for you. And that was from Lance.
Thank you, Lance. Look, I have tried it before. A few years ago, when I was much younger, I thought that I would give it a go.
Yep.
And so I was doing that moisturizing self-tanning.
Glow. Yes.
Oh, I just, you a glow.
Just a healthy glow. It's not a fake tan. Yeah, it's just to improve.
A healthy glow, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Just emanate life.
But then I was looking at photos later and I just was this weird. It looked like I had jaundice. Like,
It was just
a little bit yellow, just a little bit orange, and I think that's just not okay.
Yeah, there was certainly a problem there where the tan was going, where everybody was starting to look like Oompa Loompas for a little while there. I think it was influenced by Geordie Shore.
And like, I've just got this streak of Ranger in me that just does not allow this to happen.
Yeah, I think you've got to play the card that you're dealt. You know, there's been a big comeback with fairness in skin as well. Yeah. I know a lot of Hollywood leading ladies are quite fair.
Nicole Kidman.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
You know, very fair skinned.
I know. See, I belong in Scandinavia. That's really where I belong.
Just under a bunch of baggy clothes and your tracky pants and your pale skin.
Or maybe the Middle East, where my pale skin will be, you know, a rarity and people would jump upon.
I don't think you'd be fare too well in the Middle East. I think that you may encounter a few.
I would
other
have
problems.
To wear headdress the whole time.
Yes. Yes. Well, at least you'd be able to go into Parliament now. So that's good.
That is true. I would be able to go into Parliament. You're right.
Tony Abbott has come out and said that he is going to shirt front Vladimir Putin. We've got a little
For those of you who missed it, this is what happened yesterday.
Absolutely. Look, I'm going to shirt front Mr. Putin. You bet you are. You bet I am.
You bet you are. You bet I am.
If anybody's unfamiliar with the shirt front, it's an AFL term where you...
Is it really?
Yeah, so where you bump somebody front on. So you know how you do a hip and shoulder from the side? It's where you shoulder charge them in the front, right in the chest.
Sounding a little bit homoerotic for me.
So, I mean, and these are coming from two guys who are two leaders who are quite often photoed shirtless. So Vladimir Putin, every press release he has, he's in just cargo pants.
Yeah. Page 5 of the Herald Sun, it's got a picture of Vladdy with no shirt on riding a horse. Yeah, and that's an actual, like, a racehorse thing, not something else. He's not riding something else.
So if there's anybody, okay, somebody has just sent an Urban Dictionary thing in of a shirt lifter.
Yeah, no.
Little bit different. not a shirt front, I think.
It'd be pretty funny if Tony Abbott was going to shirt lift.
Yes.
Vladdy Pooty.
I think if anybody else wants to look that up, just jump on Urban Dictionary and look
up.
To
be honest, I think most of our listeners might be aware of what a shirt lifter
okay.
is.
Okay. There we go. But listening to Tony there, James, he sounded, though, he goes, you bet you are, you bet I am.
Yeah, let's just take another listen to that.
Do shirt front, Mr. Putin. You bet you are. You bet I am.
Who's he convincing?
Yeah.
James, I think it sounds like he's giving himself a little bit of a pep talk.
Yep.
Well, I think we've snuck into Tony Abbott's bathroom. We've snuck into Kirribilli House.
It was frightening.
Frightening, was it? Was it, James?
Yeah.
Did you catch him out of the shower without a towel?
Well, this is what we heard this morning, actually, with our little devices.
Exclusive to Joy.
Exclusive, yeah.
Morning, Tony. Looking good. Looking sharp. Who's the big Prime Minister? You are. That's right. You are. And who's going to give that Putin a shirt front? You are. And who's going to stand up to Gina? You are. And who's a... little head spin there. Don't get carried away. Remember, you've got your lucky red Speedos on and your big boy shoes on today. What are we going to do? We're going to go for a ride. That's right. We're going to give Shorten what's what. And we're also going to take clear of that Clive Palmer. Too many chicken palms for him. why am I not funny when the media's around? What else do I have to do? Oh, Parliament. Oh, God, what do I do? Where are my notes? All right, go get him, Tony. You're a big Prime Minister.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.